from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, Nation. NFL News of the Day is coming up at 3 o'clock. It's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broadus.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Really excited about getting out to training camp practices and stuff like that. I sat down today and got back into watching. I hadn't watched any film since the draft coverage.
Been a few months.
Been a few months of kind of taking a break from that. But I wanted to take the opportunity to look at a couple of defensive tackles. And I'm doing this because of what Todd Archer, when he was on with us the other day, and Todd kind of made mention. Now, Todd Archer, I think, is one of the best insiders this team has covering. And when he starts to mention about, you know, I don't think they're done at defensive tackle. I think they're looking at some guys. I'm just like, okay, let's see if we can find a couple of guys that kind of make some sense. So I'm looking at a couple of some one techniques. Now, let me ask you guys this. I'm trying to do this like on a one-year deal. Are you guys, if I have a couple of guys here that are at like age 35, 34, 35, how would you feel about that? Or are you just interested in the player? Like, you know, the age is not a 35-year-old one technique.
Not worried about that. I believe in old man strength, Brian, especially at that position.
Yeah, I think that they're so, right now, that's such a thin position. Just give me the player. But that is another position where you forecast after this year, you also have Osa Odighizuwa, who will be a free agent.
Yeah.
And that is a position that is getting paid.
Yeah, I mean, and we talked about the whole thing with Mazi Smith and him hopefully giving you something this year. But I took a look at Linville Joseph today, and I was interested in him. And I also took a look at Nick Williams, who was with the L.A. Chargers.
Okay.
And both these guys, Nick Williams is 34, and Linville Joseph is 35. And I'll say this about what's interesting about Linville Joseph is that similar size to what you had with Hankins. Again, Hankins is 32 years old, and Linville Joseph is 35 years old. He's going to be 36 years old when the season gets going. He'll be in the season. He'll be 36 years old. So I was just kind of like, you're like, okay, same type guy is what you're looking at, just a little bit of an older guy
here. Yeah.
And me personally, I mean, they had their reasons for why they did what the Hankins, you know, if you look at Pro Football Focus, and I was just curious what the grade was. They had him as a 50 as a run defender, which is, you know, it's a decent grade, not sure. Terrible, but you look at Linville Joseph, they've got him as a 33 run defender with his Linville Joseph. Actually, they have him as a better pass rusher than they do a run defender. Mm. But what's interesting about Joseph as well, you're going to get about 18 snaps a game with this guy. You're going to get one tackle, a couple assists. He's 6'4". He's 329 pounds. His best grade, his best game that he played this year, according to Pro Football Focus, I watched, was against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs. And he dominated that game. I mean, he was, when you start to talk about, they really had no answer for him when it came to handling his power, his ability to, like, you know, to play square, to not get moved. He was throwing their centers, their guards around. It was impressive. I watched the Dallas game. That was probably his next best game for his grade. Did a really good job. Biotis early in the game had some success against him. And then later in the game, Biotis had no answer for him. And it was a decent battle between him and Tyler Smith. I mean, there was two men going at it pretty good there. Kansas City was another game that I watched, and Kansas City had their way with him in this one. So I tried to watch teams.
They've got two really good guards.
Yeah, and a center.
Yeah, absolutely. Creed Humphrey.
Yeah, Creed Humphrey. So, but what you got to remember about Linville Joseph is some of his best seasons he's ever had was for Mike Zimmer when the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
And so that might be something that if they're looking for a one technique. But again, here's a massive inside guy. Like I said, 329 pounds. He was outstanding against Pittsburgh. I mentioned that. He threw their centers, their guards around. He was active. He was physical. He had a little bit more trouble against Kansas City. He wasn't as dominant, but he was really, it was good battles, I mentioned, with him and Tyler Smith. He's got the hand placement is outstanding with him. He can control blockers. The movement, the effort, all that stuff is still there. You're looking for a guy that's not going to get turned or pushed out of the hole or scooped or reached. No, he's not. That's not his deal. He's going to stand there. He's going to hold the point of attack, and he's going to be able to allow the backers behind him to run. But he's just not going to kill grass. You know, when you look at currently what they've got at defensive tackle, you got some grass killers. This guy's going to move his feet. He's going to get down the line. He's going to extend.
When's he getting into trouble having to cover space?
Yeah, well, what happened was there was one time where Dallas had a play where Pollard got past him. Like he was just a half step slow of getting, like, the ball came outside of his shoulder and he couldn't get over quick enough. Pollard was able to beat him to the hole and get past him, so he couldn't make the play. So what could have been a play for no gain turned into like a 6-yard gain. So that's kind of what you're dealing with right now. When the ball is at him, he's going to be a problem to move and stuff. But when it gets a little bit wider of him, well, that's maybe where you're going to be, maybe a step
slower.
I mean,
it sounds like a good low salary option, as long as you're not breaking the bank.
Yeah, that was. Now, I will say this. I do like him, but I like this Nick Williams a little bit more with who was with the Chargers. And he's a 310-pound guy. He's 6'4", 310. He's a 34-year-old guy, I mentioned. Overall grade of a 60 from Pro Football Focus. The run defense is better. The pass rush is really good. You know, you're going to get probably 19 plays from him. Oh, excuse me, you're going to get, he had 18 solo tackles. Excuse me, 24 snaps per game. His only sack of the year was against Dallas.
Wow.
Was the only sack he had all year. But he's a pretty good run defender and a pretty good pass rusher because he's not a 329-pound guy. He's 310 pounds, and he plays like, is that what we call like a heavy nose? He'll play head up, or he'll play to the inside like the one technique stuff. So you'll see him play head up, and then you'll see him play inside shoulder of the guard. And he's actually does a pretty good job. Again, not as big as weight as what Joseph is, but he played some of his best games against really good competition. And so I mentioned the Dallas game. I mean, Dallas, they had a hard time handling this guy, but the movement is good. The action, he's active. He doesn't get stuck on blocks. He's got initial quickness off the ball, so he gives you something coming across, where Linville Joseph's a little bit more of a stand-up,
sure,
kind of a two-gap find and then go.
Interesting.
Nick Williams is more of an up-the-field type of a player here, but he's strong enough to play that nose guard if you need him. I think that you got to stay square. He does a good job of that. He fights all, get off blocks. and he could get movement. And I think that when you start to talk about guys that take on blocks, but can also give you a little bit of pass rush, can control blockers in front, I think those are the types of guys you need to look at. And again, he's 6'4", 310 pounds, but he plays a lot bigger than that. And so that might be a cheaper option for you when you're starting to talk about these veteran. If Archer's saying, hey, they're looking at veteran one technique type guys, Joseph, Nick Williams would be two guys I think that might, those names might come up when we're out there in Oxnard.
Sounds great, Brian. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. NFL News of the Day is coming up. Well, Chuck, what do you have in store for us?
New deals, surprise retirements, and the triplet rankings. That's next to the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.